This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. A spokesman told reporters in New York that at least five civilians were reportedly killed and several others injured. The UN's top diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling, saying, "Horrible night of random shelling of residential areas. For the sake of 3 million civilians living in Greater Tripoli, these attacks should stop now." The United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua on Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who are now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A six-decade-old economic embargo of Cuba by the United States remains in effect. In Venezuela, people are welcoming the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The United Nations says a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people urgently need food and medical help. Officials in Peru say former President Alan Garcia has died after he shot himself as police arrived to arrest him over bribery allegations he had repeatedly denied wrongdoing. Garcia had served 2 5-year terms as the country's president. This is VOA News. Almost $1 billion in donations have been promised for the vast restoration of the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral, but a promise by French President Emmanuel Macron that it will be completed within 5 years is being met by strong pushback. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shackley.
People who have carried out restoration efforts at other historic cathedrals have cautioned that this work could take decades. It's not clear what lies ahead for the church's 67 employees. Reports citing relatives of former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir say the ousted leader has been moved from house arrest to prison. But protesters who are demanding civilian leadership instead of a transitional military council are skeptical. Correspondent Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Reports on Wednesday said the ousted former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been moved from house arrest to federal prison. Unnamed members of Bashir's family told Reuters news agency, the BBC, and others he was moved to Kabir prison in Khartoum late Tuesday, while prison guards told CNN they saw Bashir's arrival at the facility. Kabir prison is where Bashir locked up many of his opponents during his 3 decades in power.
A young woman from the southeastern American state of Florida who traveled to the western state of Colorado and bought a shotgun for what authorities feared would be an attack on a high school, has died in an apparent suicide after a nearly 24-hour manhunt. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Schrader said the 18-year-old woman, Sol Pais, was discovered by the FBI with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The manhunt had led to the closing of schools in the area as a precaution. During the manhunt, the FBI had said Pais was infatuated with the Columbine High School and had made threats ahead of the anniversary of the attack that killed 13 people, students and teachers, at Columbine High School in 1999. The FBI had described her as extremely dangerous. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.